Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Herzlich willkommen, meine Freunde. Wie geht es Ihnen? Alles gut mit dir? Wunderbar. Okay, now for the English-speaking segment. For some reason, my German is better now than it ever was when I was in Germany. When I could have used it. Anyway, greetings and welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting. The Saucy Pot, of course. And I would be remiss if I did not extend to you the greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster, your good friends, far away in distant locations, but who, through the powers of thought and various other metaphysical and occult capacities, should one possess them, extend to you many blessings. They are contingent, of course, upon your being able to appreciate and receive them. If someone offers you a gift and you're completely unaware that they're doing it, how are you going to be able to accept it? The same thing goes with negative things. Such a nice tradition. Anyway, the same thing goes with negative gifts. I believe the Buddha told a tale like this once. He said, if someone comes and wants to give you a gift and you refuse to accept it, to whom does that gift belong? Well, then it belongs to the person who's trying to give it to you. And the same can be said for all the negative things that are, you know, being passed around in this world today, from vibrations to actions to, heck, I don't know, whatever permutation any of these things take. And it's a good thing to keep in mind that something doesn't belong to you unless you claim it. And if you realize that it has no real value for you or even the detrimental aspect to it, then you can just liberate yourself from it, I suppose. Well, Trump is either the cagiest president we've ever had, or, you know, playing the long con, or else he's a sold-out dumbass of the first backwater, whatever. The truth is being suppressed everywhere about his attack on Syria. Of course, that was an extremely stupid thing to do. And, of course, the usual people are behind these chemical warfare attacks. That would be Israel and, of course, all of these ragtag assemblages of terrorists that are financed by the United States and by Israel and Saudi Arabia for the purpose of trying to destroy the infrastructure and integrity of Syria. who really is just actually was one of the more cosmopolitan and well-run countries that there were. Sure, of course, there are civil rights violations in all of them. It is the Middle East, after all. But instead of doing what he should have been doing, Pizzagate is now collecting or growing into mold in the back of the fridge, and Podesta is dressed up in his early warning Christmas suit, I suppose, bouncing some young boy on his knee, or worse. Well, let's not go there. With all the bad things that are going on in this world, wouldn't you think it would make more sense, well, in a righteous sort of a way, for Trump to focus upon these things rather than to do exactly the kind of thing Obama did and that extremely stupid fellow, Bush, prior to him. They just all keep doing the same thing, and makes you wonder, what the heck is really going on? Are they really all of them blackmailed? Because that's a great possibility. Are they threatened and shown means by which they would be executed or done away with, and that they have no say in the matter? And of course, then they give in, or they're convinced somehow by someone of just much higher intelligence through certain incredible applications of logic and what have you. Well, I don't really know, but something isn't right. To me, Mr. Apocalypse is the key. The Bozo Zio-Ogre contingent is in full drama mode these days, and they're doing what they can to destroy the human race, not just through wars and economic deprivation, which of course is an area they work in, and playing with the economic system, devaluing currencies, fluctuating the stock and bond market, the various things that they do to destroy economies and to keep people in subjugation and indentured servitude. Yeah, they're doing all of that stuff, but, you know, of course, they're also trying to destroy us through a transformation of our sexual mores. Normal is now under tremendous threat. It's certainly not trendy, and probably it's going to be illegal at some point as well, given the way things have been going. Yeah, normal's, I guess, overrated. There are now more sexual flavors than there are ice cream choices at Baskin and Robbins. And I'm just wondering if a lot of this sexual transitionary action that's going on is really just some aspect of the Rockefeller, George Soros, eugenics, population control initiative. It certainly seems like it, and nothing these people do has our best interests at heart. And so we have to have our best interests at heart. And the way that we have our best interests at heart is having each other's best interests at heart. You have two options on this planet. Selfless service, meaning you're not doing it with the promise or hope of some reward. You're doing it to actually help somebody because your good nature and your basic soul integrity structure tells you that this is the way to go, or you are operating according to selfish instincts, everyone for themselves, and indifferent whatsoever about the well-being of anyone else beside yourself or those close to you. And that is Satanism. Satanism and perverted self-interest all become epidemic in times of material darkness wherein we find ourselves at the moment. More and more, I don't really want to talk about the things I started out talking about today. This is a dismal world projected by the controllers of appearances who have turned it into a shabby and depraved thing, in a shabby and depraved existence. But the world is not completely shabby and depraved, nor is it in its essence. This is the appearance that has been presented to us by the controllers of appearance. They do this to create in us a state of despair, also to make us feel weak and afraid. How can we possibly go against these people or defend ourselves when they have the law and might and everything else, and might is right as far as they are concerned. And too many of the rest of us are all captivated through all of this, and they see their liberators as their enemy. This is not a good thing. Our focus of love has been turned into a debasement of physical contact. Some of the things I see I'm sorry, I have to laugh, I know it's not funny, but things like Tinder. I had heard about it, so I went there to check out what goes on there. I had no idea how degenerate people had become. They're graphically outlining the things they want to do, the hours that can come by, but only then. And they only want this and that, and they want, you know, and nothing else. Some of them directly say no love, no emotional contact, any of this sort of thing. And there are people out there lonely enough that, you know, they're desperate. They somehow are unaware of the deep well of fulfillingness, I don't know if that's the right word, that is possible within, that one can attain to. I mean, yes, I was a very passionate person when I was younger in certain ways. Of course, I was very mature in magic as well. However, you know, I don't know exactly what happened a few years ago or so. Things changed for me. And I have absolutely no drive in any physical way anymore. I mean, I feel the usual symptoms of this, you know, occasion. But it just doesn't apply to me anymore. I have come to a place where I just want to express this love in a wider sense to everyone I meet. I basically, without it being made to seem crude, want to have intercourse with everyone I meet. But if you can understand what I mean by that, I'm not talking about the horizontal hula. I am talking about the sharing of one heart to another, the awakening of a sense of brotherhood and kinship that is possible for all of us, and to operate within that. Because I believe we all live in a world of our own creation. So why not create such a world? And then the power of your belief and certitude in this will protect you within the bubble formation of what it is. And the rest of these things going on around you will just bounce off and skitter away in one direction or another. Because God is all powerful. And God is love. And if you serve love and express love and seek love, but are only seeking love in order to give love, you're working for the ineffable. You know, how much more protected can you be than that? I really don't know what to say. It puzzles me that so many other people do not see what seems to me to be completely apparent, inescapably so, and with all of the benefits and wonders that we think we're going to find in all these other things and never do find. I see so many people who are well-to-do that are unhappy. I see so many people who have so much, and yet they're incapable of enjoying any of it. And I'm not making this up. I know this because, well, I presently live in an area where a lot of wealthy people come and go. I am not wealthy, of course, myself. But it just so happens I'm in one of those areas. So when I go to the supermarket, or I go, you know, various places when I have to be out taking care of some business at the post office or something. Generally, I'm passing people who are getting out of Range Rovers and all sorts of conveyances like this, Lexuses and such. And they got these looks on their faces. I mean, some of them are happy, and maybe those are the people who are stewards of what has been given to them and have a sense of generosity in their hearts and compassion, and thereby they are allowed to enjoy these things. But I'm telling you, the lion's share of these individuals, it's a sad thing. Materialism creates a nation of sociopaths, and that is what we have. Look at what video games are all about now. They're all about warfare and just a single shooter kind of, I forget what they call them, gun games. And it's an easy step from there to the people operating the drones that murder people in all of these foreign countries, and often enough are not themselves terrorists, of course. We've lost the plot, but we don't have to have lost the plot, my friends. It can exist within us, and we can express it. And when we do, that is far more powerful than anyone who opposes it. It's far more powerful than any force that can seek to obscure it, divert it, or do anything else with it. If you are centered and focused on this and allowing it to express through you, you don't have to worry about any of these other things. Worrying about these other things keeps you from being able to do it, and certainly interferes with you being able to do it in a one-pointed and effective manner. So don't do that. Keep your mind completely upon what is right in front of you and what you know is the right thing to do, and don't even pay any attention to any of the rest of this. That's just there to distract you, and it will go right on distracting you for as long as you allow this to happen. Don't focus upon momentary negativities or whether things are going down, it seems like you are up momentarily. Just live on the even keel. Embrace eternity within your consciousness. Live in a state of infinitude. That is the state of consciousness in which God exists. And the more that you seek and chase after God, the more in that funny way you catch God, and God, in a strange, mysterious fashion, expresses through you, and you're changed thereby. And one day, without your even being aware of how you happen to get there, God is working through you all of the time. Of this I am certain, my friends, and this is why I speak about it all the time, and why it's so important to me to convey this to you in the hope that you would be able to express this too. I'm out of time. Man, this just ran away from me today. So all I can say is I'll see you next week, if there is one. And in the meantime, God, remember these things and practice them, because it's in the practice and performance of them that you get good at it and it becomes stronger and more powerful in you. That's it. Om Amitabha. Much love, Lady Nature. Richam Ambu Guru Bhava. La Ilaha Illa Allahu. Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Aloha and through. Wonderful to be here with all.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. Coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view, just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call, designed for everyone. He's here, Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.